This is the C. Jason Podcast, and I am Matthew Abramson, an onconephrologist from Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. I am privileged to have the opportunity to discuss my manuscript entitled Acute Kidney Injury in the Modern Era of Allogeneic Hematopoietic Stem Cell Transplantation. The goal for our work was to try to understand why AKI historically conferred such dismal prognosis for bone marrow transplant recipients, and if this suppression still holds true in the current era of treatment. We looked at all patients who received the first allogeneic stem cell transplant from 2014 through 2017. We included 616 patients in this analysis, with a median follow-up of 36 months. Using KDIGO criteria, we found the incidence of AKI was high, at 65%, and most occurred early in their course, around 17 days on average, with many patients developing AKI in the peri-engraftment period. Approximately 30% of patients developed either stage 2 or 3 AKI, which we considered severe. AKI onset and severity were both associated with higher risk of non-relapse mortality. Risk factors for AKI included age, high-risk comorbidities, and reduced intensity conditioning. T-cell depleted patients and those of non-Hispanic ethnicity had a lower risk for AKI. Interestingly, we found that tacrolimus exposure was associated with a higher risk for AKI. However, tacrolimus levels were not. There was no association between graft-versus-host disease and AKI. We took a deep dive into the stage 3 AKI patients. We found about half the patients with AKI who required dialysis were actually liberated off dialysis prior to hospital discharge. But in-hospital mortality overall remained high at 75% in these patients. Most patients with stage 3 AKI were due to calcineurin toxicity and ischemic ATN, while 10% were due to presumed thrombotic microangiopathy. 20% of patients went on to develop CKD, mostly stage 3. AKI and severity of AKI were both significant risk factors for CKD. EGFR decline at 6 and 12 months were seen in all groups, even in those patients who did not develop AKI, although in AKI the decline was greatest in those with greater severity.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.